The Parsha of Ekev that we're going to read this coming Shabbos has in it two of the most majestic and beautiful descriptions of Eretz Yisrael that one can find in the entire Tanakh. The Torah, throughout Parshas Ekev, stresses, number one, at the very beginning of the Parsha, the yisod, of course, of Kol HaTorah Kula, and especially that which we find in Sefer Dvarim, namely, our ability to connect with Hashem is directly a function of our commitment and observance of mitzvahs and the like. That's how the Torah begins the Parsha. V'hoya eker tishmu neitzah mishpatim ha'eva u'shmatim ha'tisim osam v'shoma Hashem elokecha l'choy ha'sabrisi ha'sachesed Asher nishba l'avosecha. One, of course, is immediately reminded of the psuk in the beginning of Parshas Vechukosai, where the Torah lays down a tanai, namely, our ability to maintain our connectivity with Hashem Yisbarach as a function of the Vechukosai Teilechu. And as a result, just as in Vechukosai, the Torah, through Hashem Yisbarach, promises us a bounty of brachos, beneficence. Here also, in Perek Zayin, Pasuk Yigimel, the Torah again responds in a similar vein. Hashem Yisbarach will love us, will bless us. We will have fecundity, agricultural fecundity. Pasuk Yudalit, Baruch Tiyem Mikol Ha'amim. Pasuk Tezvah, Hashem will remove from us different types of Rahmanul Islam ailments and illnesses, kol choli, and as a result we will vanquish our enemies in Pasuk Tezayim V'achaltar Azkal Ha'amim Asher Hashem Elokecha Nosein Lach. The Torah then continues in Perek Zayin, Pasuk Yud Zayin. If we assume that somehow the nations of the world that occupy Eretz Yisrael are so manifold, how is it possible to merit conquering Eretz Yisrael? Hashem Yisbarach tell us, don't worry. Remember the masos hagdolos asherohu inecha, the osos and mosim that Hashem performed for us in Mitzrayim, in Pasuk Chof, the tzira that Hashem will send in order to eliminate all of our enemies, and as a result, it will be a slow process, but at the end of the day, we will be zocheh to enter Eretz Yisrael. However, there's a warning, as the Torah Keseda has in Sefer Dvarim, in Perek Zayin Pasuk Rafei, a warning yet Avodah Zarah, Rachmanu Litzlan, and the Torah beginning of Perek Ches describes to us how Hashem vouchsafed to us in the Midbar, in our peregrinations in the desert, Chatzodim Arein Sof, in Pasuk Gimel, Vayyan Lecho Vayyarivecho Vayachil Hesamon Asher Lo Yadat Ve Lo Yadun Abosecho Leman Nogiacho Ki lo al alechem levado yichyeh ha'adam, ki al kol motzafi Hashem yichyeh ha'adam. The way Am Yisrael survives is obviously not solely through lechem, but rather al kol motzafi Hashem. Ribono Shel Olam protected us in Pasuk Dalid, and any yisurin that we were subjected to in Pasuk Hey, it's a sign that Hashem Yisbarach loves us. And now the Torah presents its first description of Eretz Yisrael. In Parachat of Ekev, Pasuk Vav, the Torah says, "V'shamata et mitzvot Hashem Elokecha l'leches bidracha v'liyira oso, ki Hashem Elokecha m'viyacha l'eretz tova, eretz nachalei moyim, ayonos u'sol mos yotzim babiko v'har." Hashem is bringing you to a land with streams of water, springs, underground wells. Here we have the Torah delineated for us the Shiva Saminim, for which Eretz Yisrael is praised. Pasuk Tes, nothing is missing in Eretz Yisrael. And as a result of all this bounty, the Torah tells us we are obligated afidin. When we benefit, and we have Hanah from Eretz Yisrael, B'yachalta v'savata, this of course is the only bracha min haTorah l'kulei alma, according to everyone, birchas hamazon, the obligation to eat, to be satiated, uveirachtoras Hashem elokecha al haaretz hatova asher nasa lach, and to thank Hashem for the beautiful land that He gave us. This is the first description of Eretz Yisrael found in the beginning of the Pasha. The Torah then goes on, and let's just summarize briefly that which is found between this first description and the subsequent description. In Parakhet Pasuk Gidal, the Torah warns us, Chas v'shalom, not to abandon Hashem Yisbarach, not to become satiated in Pasuk Gidbeis, to the point where we somehow assume, because we acquire material possessions of Pasuk Gimel, V'ram v'vavecha. Here there's a remnant of the Isra of Gaiva, of arrogance, and we forget Hashem is Barach Rachmanu Litzlan, the one who directed traffic for us, who navigated the shoals of the desert, who provided us with man, the Pasuk Tazayin, the Machichol Man, Bamidbar Shelo Yodun Abusecha, and somehow we come to a false conclusion in Pasuk Yizayin, the Amarka Bil Vavecha, Kochi Vyotzim Yodiyas Aliyah Tachayel Azech, Hashem Shalom, that one should come to this sense of arrogance, but rather, Pasuk Yitchet, V'zachartu Es Hashem Elokecha, Ki Hu Anesi L'cho Koyach Rastus Choyel L'Oed the Targum Unkulos, translate the Pasuk, a famous Targum, Hashem is the one who gives us Eitzis in order to acquire the Chasim. We have to recognize that our entire Hatzlacha lies directly in the hands of Hashem Yisbarach. But the Torah says, if Chas V'Shalom we forget, the Yisod and God forbid we become involved in Avazar and Pasuk Yitchet, then the results will be catastrophic. In Perek Tes, the Torah describes how Hashem Yisbarach is going to totally eliminate our enemies, and don't assume in Pasuk Dalid that somehow it's because of our righteousness, but rather Berisha Tagoyim Ha'ele in Pasuk Kei, because of their wickedness, Hashem bequeathed to us Eretz Yisrael. And then we have a review of the Chet Ha'egel in the beginning of the Perek Tes, and it continues actually, and not just the Chet Ha'egel is reviewed, but that which Moshe Rabbeinu intervened on behalf of Klal Yisrael. The rest of Perek Tes is devoted to that topic. Beginning of Perek Yud, we have the once again the second Luchos that the Torah describes after Klal Yisrael were given expiation, Shevet Levi was separated, and now in Perek Yud, Pasuk Yud Beis, of his Pasuk, V'atol Yisrael, Mo Hashem Elokecha Shol Me'imach. What does Hashem ask you? He only asks for Yira Shamayim, as the Gemara says in Brachas, Otu Yira Milsa Zutrasahi. Is that a small matter? In Legabi Meisha Milsa Zutrasahi. Regarding Moshe Rabbeinu, Hashem wants us to observe the mitzvahs and the like, and to circumcise the foreskin of our hearts, and not to be abstinent, not to be obstreperous, to recognize the qualities of Hashem Yisbarach. Pasuk Yitches, Eisa Mishpat Yotzim Alman Aviyoyim Ger, Lassan Malachim Bissimua, the obligation of the Gemara and say to you, Dalin, Mahu Apato, just like the Ribbono Shel Olam is compassionate and sensitive to the underdogs, we also should be sensitive and compassionate. The obligation to fear Hashem, to worship Hashem, to cling to Hashem, and the end of Perek Yud, the Torah says, Husi Hilascha Hu Elokecha, the way the Ibn Ezra and other Rishonim interpret the obligations of the Makar, the Ibn Ezra says for Halel, Husi Hilascha Hu Elokecha. And Perek Yud Aleph, the Torah again goes on to describe that which Hashem Yisbarach did for us in the Midbar, what happened to Dothan v'Abiram, and all this, of course, is in order to get to Pasuk Tes in Perek Yud Aleph. L'man tarichu yom malo adam asher nishba Hashem l'avosechem l'asei Yisrael u'l'zarem erev dov haschalav u'l'vash. And then suddenly, the Torah has now a second presentation of Eretz Yisrael in Pasuk Yud of Perek Yud Aleph. Ki aretz asher atov asher l'rishta lo ki aretz mitzrayim asher yitzasim isham asher tizra es zaracha v'ishkisa b'raglecha ki gan ha'yarok. Eretz Yisrael is not like the land of Egypt that you left, where you plant your seed and water it on foot like a vegetable garden, but rather the aretz asher atem ovim shom l'rishta eretz harim u'kos limtar hashamayim tishtemoyim. Eretz Yisrael, of course, is dependent solely on rainfall, on kshomim, which the Gemara says in Tanya's and Dabez and Aleph, The Mateach, the key to Kshamim is Biyad Hashem Yisbarach, one of the three Matechos. Eretz Asher Hashem Elokecha Dori Sheisah, a land that the Ribbono Shel Olam seeks out. Tomid, Einei Hashem Elokecha Bo, Mereshit Hashana V'Yarach Rishana. The Hashkocha of Hashem Yisbarach is a direct Hashkocha of Eretz Yisrael. And then we have the Pasha of Ahoyim Shamoah, which of course details this Hashkocha of Hashem Yisbarach. Hashem is brought to provide us with rainfall, the way the Gemara describes in Maseches Rosh Hashanah. But chas v'shalom, if we stray from the path, Hishamu lachem penyita levavchem, then Rachman Litzlan, the Torah tells us the dreaded punishment of Rachman Litzlan, drought in Eretz Israel. So this is what we have to carefully absorb and asthmatically understand. This connection between observing mitzvahs and the Hashgacha of Hashem is brach and Eretz Yisrael. But of course the question is, why is there a second presentation of Eretz Yisrael here in Perakit Aleph Pasuk Yud? We already had one earlier in the beginning of Parshas Eken. The simple pshat, mashma from the Ramban and from other Rishonim, that distinction between the two parshas is the following. And this is lefi hapshat, that the beginning of the Pasha does not so much deal with the distinctive quality of Eretz Yisrael, but rather, as opposed to the Midbar. In the Midbar, of course, there, Moshe Rabbeinu, at the directive of Hashem Yisbarach, provided us with man, and Hamotzil Chamayim Mitzua Chalomish, water emerged from rocks, man came down in Hashamayim, Lechem Shemalach Yashar is Mishtam Shimbo, Lechem Abim, the Gemara says. And now Hashem has brought us into a land in which everything is going to be natural. That is to say, we're going to be Zorea, we will plant seeds and the like, and then we'll cultivate that which we, Yemir Hashem, invest. And that's the Pasuk of Perachet, Pasuk Zayin and Ches and Tes. Ki Hashem Elokecha b'diachol Eretz Tova, Eretz Nachli Moyim, Eretz Chito Sora, v'gevim v'seinu v'imon, Eretz Yeshem v'dvosh, v'achalte v'savoto, v'rachtas Hashem Elokecha. And therefore, this particular description, one could argue, is not necessarily distinctive to Eretz Yisrael, because undoubtedly, there are areas of Chutz Eretz that are also Eretz Nachli Moyim, Ayonos Hussaymus Yetzim Babiko Vahar. There are many lands which a person is capable of cultivating and harvesting, so it's not unique to Eretz Yisrael. So what is the Torah doing? The Torah is contrasting life the way it was in the Midbar to the way life will be in Yitzh Hashem and Eretz Yisrael. And the obligation is to thank Hashem, the Achalda V'Savota V'Rachtas Hashem Elokecha. The Ramban is concerned about a very famous question. This pasuk would seem to imply the achalda v'savata v'rachtas Hashem elokecha la'aretz ha'tev asher natan loch, that the obligation of brichas hamazon is only in Eretz Yisrael, because the Torah here has presented a description of Eretz Yisrael, and then it told us the achalda v'savata v'rachtas Hashem elokecha al ha'aretz ha'tev asher natan loch. If that's the case, so if someone lives in Topeka's campus and grows wheat in Topeka's, and then makes bread or cake, there's no obligation to bench. So the Ramban asks this question, and the Ramban has the following comment. The obligation of Birchas HaMazon is everywhere, is universal. But the question is, the Torah says, the implication being Dafka and Eretz Yisrael. So the Ramban says, Kimoi di al haaretz ha'tzeva. Yitzave, the Torah is telling us, whenever you are satiated, you're obligated to bench. And the Torah then, when it says, Al Ha'aretz HaTeva, how does one read the pasuk? The Al Ha'aretz Shenasam Lecha. Also regarding Eretz Yisrael, Shiyam Chilenu Lecha Lo'ilonim B'tizba Mituva, that the obligation of Birchas HaMazon is the universal obligation, is ubiquitous. It applies everywhere on the globus. The achalta, the savata. Once a person eats and is soveya, he's obligated to bench. However, the Ramban says, There's an additional obligation, namely, the Rabban adds the Vav Achibur to the Pasuk. And that's how the Rabban answers the Kasha, that Pechas HaVazon is universal. But again, this idea is essentially the way the Torah presented Eretz Yisrael here, in contrast to the Midbar, and as I said, it applies to other lands as well, but the Torah says, V'mechuyev to say Pechas HaVazon, not only in Eretz Yisrael, but also in Chutz Laaretz. Derech Agav, we know that the second bracha of Birchas HaMazon is Birchas HaOretz, and very fascinating that the Torah has addressed this issue the way the Ramban presents the pasuk here, and we say to Hashem Yisbarach, No Dilucha Hashem Elokeinu, Al She'inchatol Avoseinu, Eretz Chenda Teva Rechava, the three beautiful descriptions of Eretz Yisrael, being an Eretz Chenda, a land which is desirous, similar to the Lav of Yisachmai, which is also, but Eretz Yisrael on the contrary, there's a mitzvah to be chayim in Eretz Yisrael. Teva, Eretz Yisrael is a good land. Rechava, the Gemara calls Eretz Yisrael Eretz Hatzvi, it expands, the Gemara in Gittin. The Gemara says even when things are constricted, Eretz Yisrael has this ability to be expansive. So we have Eretz Chemda Tari Rechava, and when we say in the Bircha of the Bracha, which is called Bircha Tzaretz, and then that is the focus. And now we add many, many other obligations of Sherech Lodov. Namely, we mention that not only do we thank Hashem for Eretz Yisrael, that's the key, but then we go on and say, V'al Shotzi Son of Hashem Elokeinu Eretz Yisrael, Vava Chibur. We thank Hashem for taking us out of Mitzrayim. Uvdisranim Beis Avonim. V'yal b'vis l'chashar asamdim so'enu. The Gemara in Brachas that says, any Bechas HaVazon without bris and Torah, and the Yetzir d'chavasal. You're not Yetzir d'chiv. V'yal teras chashalim adatano. Torah is also critical. We know that Torah and Eretz Yisrael certainly are inextricably intertwined. That is very clear from Sukkim in Tanakh, that the Yerushalmi actually has in Masechet Brachas, the Yerushalmi points out a makor for the connection between Eretz Yisrael and Torah. What we mention here in the Birchas HaMazon, the Alteros, Chashulim Adatano. Yerushalmi says, Lahifki Torah Ba'aretz, Machzirin also. That if you don't mention Torah in Eretz Yisrael, you have to go back. Matam, because the Pasuk says in Tehillim, David HaMelech says, Vayitem Lahem, Arts of Goyim, Vamalumim Yerushu. Why? Babur Yishmu, Chukav, Viteresav, Yinseiru Halukah. Now, Hashem Yisbarach gave us the lands that were occupied by the nations of the world. The question is why? Why aren't they? Why did they merit remaining in Eretz Yisrael? The answer is Babur Yishmu Chukaisa V'Tereisa V'Tzeiru. Eretz Yisrael is Roi to us only if we observe the Torah mitzvahs. And therefore, Chazal tell us that in Yerushalmi, I think Rabbi Yochanan said this halacha, Im Ra'isa Yoros Nitloshos Mimkayim of Eretz Yisrael, you see, cities that are uprooted in Eretz Yisrael, da, ki lo yachziku b'schar sefer b'schar mashnim shenema al mohav da'aretz v'yom Hashem al ozim misteirasi. If we abandon the Torah in Eretz Yisrael and the Torah lifestyle, the chas v'shalom machmal litzlan, Eretz Yisrael will be taken away from us. That's what Chazal tell us. Just like Eretz Yisrael tali on Torah, so too Torah is tali on Eretz Yisrael. Once Klal Yisrael were Gele, once we went into exile, Eilucha Bittul Teira Godom Izeh, that's the greatest Bittul Teira, Shenemar, Malka B'Sareah Bagoyim Ein Teira. We just read it not long ago in the Gila Seicha and Tisha B'Av. So therefore, Bircha Ta'aretz without Teira is lacking. There's no Kiyim of Teira without Eretz Yisrael, and there's no Kiyim of Eretz Yisrael without Torah. And Ramban is the one, of course, who really develops this idea at great length. So, the first presentation of Eretz Yisrael and Pashas Eikov is really very much in contrast to the Midbar, to what happened actually in the desert. Fascinating, the Rabbeinu B'Chaye points out, on these sukkim that are found, Ki Hashem Elokecha Mediachal Eretz Teva, Eretz Nachal Emoyim, he points out, Behefech Mekoyim HaMidbar. He says it very clearly what we mentioned. This is in contrast to the Magam HaMidbar. V'chein eretz chito sara v'gefen v'sein lo rimon shein peros molidin Dvash Tmorim. Ubishlosha Psukim Eilu, says Rabbein Mechaye, in these three Psukim, the noun Eretz occurs seven times. He actually counts it for you. Twice at the beginning of the introduction, Ki Hashem Elokecha Mevi'achal Eretz Teva, Eretz Nachalei Moyim, the second time, the second pasuk, Eretz Chita Soyer, the third time, Eretz Hashem Ledvash, the fourth time, in the third pasuk, Eretz Hashem Lomiskenu Tzorcha Ba'alach, the fifth time, Eretz Hashem Avodah Ba'azel, the sixth time, and the fourth pasuk, Yahal Zeshavat, Rachdash Hashem Elokecha, Al-Oretz HaTeva, Hashem Nassam, seven times, the term Eretz occurs, and that's an indication that this, obviously, is a very key expression. And he goes on to describe Al-Pi HaKabbalah, the idea of seven, and the notion that the bracha of Eretz Yisrael and all the resources embedded in Eretz Yisrael will provide us with bread and water, the staples for which obviously a person requires, and certainly that which we hungered for in the long period of wandering through the Midbar. And this is exactly the first presentation of Eretz Yisrael that we have here. The second presentation, which we mentioned, is found in Perek Yudal Pasuk Yud. Here, the Torah has apparently a different presentation. And again, it's very beduk in the Psukim. Ki Aretz Asher HaTorah Moshama L'Rishna Loi Ki Aretz Mitzrayim. Here the contrast is not with the Midbar, says the Ramban and the Rishonim, Rabbi Nevachai, but rather the contrast is with Eretz Mitzrayim. Loi Ki Aretz Mitzrayim Asher Yitzos V'Nishom Asher Tizra Zaracha V'Shkisa V'Raglecha Kigan Hayorak. And here there's a lengthy Rashi. Klal Yisrael, as we know, throughout their sojourn in the Midbar, always remembered Mitzrayim in a very fond kind of way. Of course, Mitzrayim, as we know, had to be cultivated through irrigation, as Rashi points out here, and rainfall in Mitzrayim is quite rare. So how does Egypt sustain? Sustained, of course, by the life-giving waters of the Nilos, Rashi points out, of the Nile, which has its beginnings in lakes somewhere in Africa, and obviously talking about literally hundreds and hundreds of kilometers. And that area is exceptionally fertile, Rashi points out over here. And that's how the Egyptians cultivated the Nile in a very industrious kind of fashion. And of course this is very much in contrast to Eretz Yisrael. And that's how Rashi writes over here. Rashi comments, Lo ki Eretz Mitzrayim, he says Rashi, Elo teva himeno, Eretz Yisrael is far better than Mitzrayim. B'nemra ha'tachosu li'Yisrael b'tziyasim mi'Mitzrayim. Because Klal Yisrael were worried when we left Egypt. Maybe we're not going to come to a land as good and beautiful as Mitzrayim. And Rashi comments from Chazal, because we know that Chazal described Pasuk Bereishis, Kigan Hashem Ki Eretz Mitzrayim, that the land of Egypt is more praiseworthy than all the other lands. Rashi calls the Pasuk Bereishis like the garden of Hashem Yisbarach, and that is exactly what Mitzrayim offers. And therefore, Klal Yisrael were concerned that perhaps they will not be able to merit something of the nature of Mitzrayim. So Rashi comments on the pasuk, and that's what Hashem has brought, promises us, not so. That Mitzrayim is not as good as Eretz Yisrael. Because in Mitzrayim, you had to irrigate the fields after the manner of a garden of vegetables. Rainfall does not suffice, it has to be watered by foot, by shoulder. You had to bring water from the Nile, and the like. Massive effort. However, in Eretz Yisrael, the Torah says, Limtar Hashomayim Tishtemoyim. Here in Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Yud Aleph. That's how the Rashi understands. Well, according to Rashi, the two presentations, presentation number one of Eretz Yisrael is in contrast to the Midbar, and presentation number two is in contrast to Mitzrayim. The Ramban, Barichus, comments here and lays down a very important yisod, which of course is the Ti'um, very much in sync, in continence with the Ramban Shita regarding Eretz Yisrael in Kol HaTorah Kula. Ramban, of course, notes that Eretz Yisrael is directly under the Hashgacha of Hashem Yisbarach. The Torah says that in Pasuk Yud Beis here, in Perek Yud Aleph, Eretz Asher Hashem Elokecha Derish Eisa Tamid, Einei Hashem Elokecha Bo Mereshis Hashanah Ve'erach Rishonah, says the Ramban, even though Hashem is Doresh Kol Arotzos, however, the primary focus of Hashem is Barakas on Eretz Yisrael. Vayidei Osa Drisha, Shedoresh Osa, Doresh Kol Arotzos. Tomi Neini Hashem Elokecha Bo, Hashem is always concerned, Liros Mahi Tzricha, what does Eretz Yisrael require? Ulechadish Bo Gzeros, Itim L'Teva, Itim L'Roi, he quotes the Gemara of Hashanah, Yudayin on the base. Ki Aretz Hazreit Nidreshes, Bakol, Vihi Akol. The Chol Arotzos Nispanusos Nimena Behemet. All the other countries, in a sense, they derive their sustenance dafka from Eretz Yisrael. So the Torah then goes on to describe in Vayim Shamoah this idea that Hashem provides Eretz Yisrael with rain, and we need rainfall, and if Chas V'Shalom we abrogate the will of Hashem Yisbarach, He will not sustain us. V'yakar Hashemayim lo yiyeh matar, and that's what the Torah stresses here. There's an Atzara. On the one hand, Hashem Yisbarach will provide us with all of our needs, and it will be very different, markedly different than life in Egypt. But that's only, of course, if the Tanai is that we are committed to Hashem Yisbarach's dictum, and we are committed Ulaavda b'chol avadcha b'chol nafshechem. Then Menasati mitaratzchem beito yoreh u'malkosh v'yosato digonecha v'siroshcha v'yisarecha. So we have here two presentations of Eretz Yisrael. One apparently in contrast to the Midbar, and the other in contrast to Mitzrayim. It's very fascinating that in Perek Yidal of Pasuk Yud Beis, the Rashi I mentioned a moment ago, Rashi says, V'akol ha'arotos u'doreh shenema la'amtir al eretz lo'ish el ha'kaviyochol u'doreh shela osa. Hashem Yisbarach, his primary focus, the thrust of his attention is Eretz Yisrael, and as a result of his interest in Eretz Yisrael, doreh is kol ha'arotos imra. In the Shemoneh Esrei that we daven every day, there are two nuschos. In the bracha that we say in the Shemoneh Esrei, there are two nuschos. This is already noted by the Magen Avraham in Siman Kuf Yud Zayin. There's one nuschah that we say, the Sabeinu Mituva. And the other nuschah is, the Sabeinu Mituvecha. The Bi'agro, also in our Chayim, the Siman Reish Memalos, also has discussion on this matter. What exactly is the machlokes, whether the nusach is the sabeinu mituvecha or the sabeinu mituva? The pashup shot, does it go on Eretz Yisrael? Then the nusach, of course, is the sabeinu mituva, matike. Lisboa mituva. However, if the nusach is the sabeinu mituvecha, it's obviously going on Ribono Shel Olam. In the name of the Rosh, it is said that the proper nusach is the Sabeinu Mituvecha. And the Rosh apparently is the Shitaso, this is why I heard in the name of Hagoyin of Shnei Kotler Zatzal, the name of his father, Rabban Kotler Zatzal, that he said the Rosh is the Shitaso. The same is true with the Rosh, also quoted by the Rosh of Masechet Tainis, that his understanding was that we should say the same Talamoto even the Maisa Aviv Akayitz, even during the summer and during the period of Aviv. Because if a country requires rainfall during that period of time, we should say the same Tabamata. And therefore, the bracha really is going on each particular locale, each particular location. And therefore, we have to say the Sabeinu Mituvecha. Masha'en came, we who pass the halacha that we only say Tabamata, Bizman Hamata of Eretz Yisrael, when rain comes down Eretz Yisrael in the winter, because Hashpa, as Rashi says, is Derech Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is the key to all the other countries. So therefore we say, V'tzabeinu mituva, because everything goes on Eretz Yisrael. The Chol Ha'arotos Mizvachas Ha'yoda, all the other countries are receiving their sustenance through Eretz Yisrael. So Abba'am Kodos Atal brought a raya from the Gemara in Brachas in Tzidas HaShach, the Gemara in Chavtes. The Gemara points out in the Tzil of Havineinu where we have a tracy of all the 13 Brachas of Bakosha in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. So the Lashon of this bracha, which is found in Havineinu, is Bidashneinu b'na'is artzecha. That's in the place of Birkat Hashonim. So what do we see? Very explicitly, that Havineinu has captured this bracha by utilizing the formula Bidashneinu b'na'is artzecha, namely, V'sabeinu mituva. It's going on Eretz Yisrael. And that would be a raya, hochacha, that that's the correct nusach, V'sabeinu mituva. Otherwise, Birchas Hashanah would not be mentioned bichlal. You wouldn't have Eretz Yisrael mentioned in Birchas Hashanah. And in the Brachat Torah, we only mention Eretz Yisrael. So apparently that's a raya to the Nusach of the Sabeid and Mituvah that's going on Eretz Yisrael. So here we have, as I said, two different presentations of Eretz Yisrael, one in contrast to the Midbar, one in contrast to Mitzrayim. But if one looks even more carefully, one will notice a pretty obvious distinction between the two presentations of Eretz Yisrael. The one at the beginning of the Pasha clearly focuses on the material, the Gashmi, elements of Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Machli Moyim, Ayonis Hussaymais, the Shiva Shaminim, for which Eretz Yisrael is blessed. Nothing is lacking in Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Asher, Lo B'miskein, Lo Chabalachem, Lo Sechsar Kol Bo. People who live in Chutzar think that there they have every imaginable and unimaginable desire that they possibly could, shall we say, want. And yet the Torah testifies, Lo Sechsar Kol Bo. Nothing is missing in Eretz Yisrael. And the Achalde B'Shabbat Erachta Hashem Elokech L'Aretz HaTeva Shenasalach. However, the second presentation that's found at the end of Ekev in Perek Yudal clearly is not of a Gashmi nature, but of a Ruchani nature. Namely, Eretz Asher Hashem Elokech Derish Eiso Tomid Eini Hashem Elokech Bo Merishis HaShana V'Elachavish Shana. The Ramban Shita that the Hashkocha of Hashem Yisbach and Eretz Yisrael is of a direct nature, a direct Hashkocha, and there's nothing comparable to it anywhere in the world. This is a particular feature that's found exclusively in Eretz Yisrael and not found in Chutz Laaretz. And this is the Ramban Shitoso. I'd like to read for you one or two sentences that are found in a very beautiful tshuva of Rav Meir Simcha HaKohen Medvinsk that he writes about Eretz Yisrael and the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. And he writes the following. He speaks of the three matanos that Hashem gave to Klal Yisrael, Torah, Eretz Yisrael, Ve'elam Haba, Kuki Echad, and he points out there are many mitzvahs that can only be mekuyim in Eretz Yisrael, even the mitzvahs of Achavis Haguf, that are not Torah Ba'aretz, it says Ki V'yacha, Leimor Asei Mitzvah Zu, Kedei She Dikon Into Haaretz. This is the Rambam Lishitoso almost. That the Iker Kiyam HaMitzvahs is Dapke in Eretz Yisrael, and the only reason why we perform mitzvahs of Chutz Haaretz, while we enter Eretz Yisrael, is in order to be Mekayim the mitzvah dafka there in Eretz Yisrael. One has the sense that even Moshe Rabbeinu, who asked Hashem Yisbarach, the Gemara in Seifa, the Chilecho, the Piyah, the Zohar, the Tuba, the Tzarech, and the answer, of course, is the Rebbe Ramban, the Rabbi Asim Chakai Medvinsky are presenting it, that Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to Mekayim these same mitzvahs, even though he could Mekayim them, even in Eva Yardin where he was. Because essentially Eva Yardin has the same mitzvahs, with the exception of one or two items, the same status of Kima Mitzvah as in Eretz Yisrael. The answer is no. He wanted the kind of the Mitzvah Dafka in Eretz Yisrael. And the Ramban and the Rabbi Simcha HaKohen Medvinsk points out that once we became Rachmanu Litzlan Mushrosh Mechatoim such as the ego Netar Hashem Beheshiv Chamosko Mehashris and we were Moyes B'Eretz Chemda to the Meraglim, we said Hashem about Eretz Yisrael. And he points out, Tarasenu Hamasura Mulaya B'Shevach Ha'aretz. And he refers to the Gemara that speaks about Sefer Yoshua. Why is Sefer Yoshua? If we only had that Sefer, the Gemara said that would suffice. The Gemara in the Dorim, Fishu Erekosh Eretz Yisrael. Because Eretz Yisrael, that's the Yisod. And he writes, Sheyesed Tev Rios Ba'aretz Lishma Rak Yom Echad. Better to be in Eretz Yisrael and observe one day of Yom Tiv and not 2 days of Yom Tiv. Not Yom Tashenish Golios, and he refers to Tesefta and Sifreis that speak about the Shemach of Eretz Yisrael. And Chazal distinguishes between Eretz Yisrael and Chutzal, he refers to Mamari Chazal, Chachme Eretz Yisrael, Makel Noyam, Chachme Bovel, Makel Chevrim, and the like. And therefore he writes towards the Lachem Lo'ere Rabbi Mamitzat Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, he etzim Mishra Shena Tzricha. There's no need to underscore the Cheshivas of living in Eretz Yisrael. Ki ayados he, in effect, we are moly begodish shevach Eretz Yisrael, v'chas hamozev al haaretz hateva, and even though shoko kenegdus kol hamitzvos, of course he points out that one is allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael in order to learn Torah, because at the end of the day, Torah is the epicenter of our existence. However, limud haTorah v'Eretz Yisrael is at a very high level. Ein Torah Ketaras Eretz Yisrael. And it refers to many Mamorim Chazal that deal with that issue as well. So, the Chashivus of Eretz Yisrael and the fact that Eretz Yisrael is totally on Limud HaTorah is very clear from the letter of Rav Meir Simcha HaKain Midvinsk. And towards the end of his tshuva, he writes something very beautiful. Od achas amati lo di adati bazeh. Ki nefesh ha-yisraelik shua ba'oretz. The nefesh of a Jew is directly connected to Eretz Yisrael. Asher bo you call his kashrus ha'umur l'lokei ha-shamayim u'bo yushkufu kol ha-asidos. Our entire future is totally on Eretz Yisrael. V'yifligu chachomeinu. V'mitzalech v'yarsis ha-chayim dal ramas. One who walks dal ramas in Eretz Yisrael. Muftach she'igia l'shleimus. He's going to be zeichet to a shleimus that you won't get anywhere else. V'lochei. Lo kashir yo'av ha-tzorfati yeseres mo'ladato v'yichad ibirat arzu Paris. You cannot compare a Frenchman who has a loyalty to France, Paris, and to Paris. Because that's a nationalistic kind of fear, fervor, and feeling. The avas eretz moladato asher hu yitzir anoshis v'animusis. Lo kein avas eretz Yisrael. Lahavdil, says Amir Simcha Kei Midvist, that's not the love that a Jew has for eretz Yisrael. Duchta de Moshev Aram Zochula, they want Zecha to enter Eretz Yisrael. We are Vama Yeshiva Kodesh Hashem, Lo Yavu Bozar, Lo Yavu Machzer Shalom Yam Hashem, Yisayda, etc., etc. And therefore, Chazal says, someone who walks Dal Rames and speaks Moshev HaKodesh, that Avas Eretz Yisrael is not a nationalistic kind of Yisayd, but rather, Yisaydasa Bahari Kodesh. It's primarily based on Kedusha. And this idea, which is seen clearly, as I mentioned, is also found in the Tashbates, in the Tshuva, a famous Tshuva, the Tashbates, where he speaks about two different aspects of Eretz Yisrael. But we see, as I said, we have a Gashmi aspect of Eretz Yisrael, and we have a Ruchni aspect of Eretz Yisrael. The beginning of the Parsha is the Gashmi aspect of Eretz Yisrael. And the second half of the Parsha clearly deals with the Ruchnius of Eretz Yisrael, and what one can be Zeicha to in Eretz Yisrael, one cannot possibly be Zeicha anywhere else. The Rabbeinu Bechaye in his Parsha of Torah comments on that pasuk Yud Beis, Eretz Asher Hashem Elokecha Darish Esotomin, Al Derech HaPshat, says Rabbeinu Bechaye, Ika Hashkachosu Eretz Ahi. Ki Bevadei Kol Arotos Udoresh, Hashem is Baruch is concerned about every land. But the Ika Hashkacha is Dafka to Eretz Yisrael. Umishom is Pashet of the Shah Arotos. Ki Inyan Halev, Ba'odam Shunosim Yemsa Aguf, the heart of a person is centrally located, Shu Ikar Achius, that's the primary life-giving force of a human being. Umishon Achius Mispashim L'Shari Vorim, and from there it extends to other limbs as well. Uba Akrosul Lamdenu, says Rabbeinu Bechaye, Shein Eretz Yisrael Nesunat HaKamishel Sakachum Mamazol Kishar Arotzos. Other lands are given over to the zodiac and to being directed by constellations and by Mazolot. They know themselves for drishas elokei malo kishar akrimin. Aval Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Eretz Yisrael is directly under the guidance of Hashem Yisbarach b'chvoido v'atmo shedoresh esot tamid. There's no need for any intermediaries, no satraps, no mediation, no other agents, no emissaries, no sheikhim u'moshlim, no other keichos. And that's what David HaMelech says about Eretz Yisrael, the pasuk in Tehillim. Pei Zayin, Pasuk Zayin, Kol Mayonai Boch, Biuro, says Rabbeinu Bechaye, Ika Ashkochosi Viyuni, Eino Ela Becho, the Ika Ashkoch of Hashem Yisbarach, is Dafka in Eretz Yisrael. Of course, Al Pi HaKabbalah as well, Eretz Asher Hashem, Okecha Darish HaSotomid, the Beisadim Yishol Malo, the Oretz Adoim Ragloi, and that's why we have both the Beisadim Yishol Malo, and the Beisadim Yishol Mato, Beis Kocheinu B'Tifarteinu, Kachenu Akov of Zil Sod, Ezit Tevez Migdosho. In effect, what we have here is we have two presentations. One presentation, beginning of Parshas Ekev, which is a Gashmi presentation, and one presentation in Parshas, the end of Ekev, which is a Ruchani presentation. Tzvei Dinim and Eretz Yisrael, the Torah is describing here in Parshas Ekev. Let's turn a bit now to Birchas Havazon and discuss some of the fundamental elements that are relevant to Birchas Hamazon. We mentioned earlier the Ramban, who notes that when the Torah says, "Yahalda v'savata v'rachta v'ashem alakecha, ala'arat ha'teva, So one might have come to the conclusion that the mitzvah Birchas HaMazon is only in Eretz Yisrael. Rambam says incorrect. It's universal obligation, and the way one reads the pasuk is Vi al haaretz hateva asher nasan bach. The Rambam Hilchos Brachos in Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph also has a similar kind of formulation. The Rambam writes Mitzvah Saseh min hateva lebarech achar achilas mazon is a mitzvah saseh, a positive commandment to bench after one eats. Shenema ve'achaltav sarotav v'rachtav sashem alokecha ve'enuchayim min hateva l'mkein sadeya. One is only obligated to bench unless without being satiated, there's no obligation. Shenema ve'achaltav v'savotav v'rachta. If you look at the Rambam, the Sefer HaMitzvos, Mitzvah Asei Yutet, the Rambam there writes, He shetivonu levorcho achar achila. The obligation to bench after one eats, who amoro, ve'achaltav v'savotav v'rachta sashem alokecha. U'l'shein ha'tefta, says the Rambam, in Mitzvah Asei Yutet, Birchas HaMazon in Atar Shenema, ve'achaltav v'savotav v'rachta. The Kesemishna there, in Perek Aleph Hilchos Brachos, Alach Aleph, quotes the Makor from the Gemara in Brachos. The Gemara tells us there, and I've come from the days, Darash HaRavira, Omu Malach HaShoros Nei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They said to Hashem in Barach, Ribbono Shel Olam, Kasu B'Torah Sechah, it says, Asher Lo Yisafonim Lo Yikach Shechad. Hashem does not take any bride. V'aloi Atonai Tzipanu L'Yisrael. He seemed to show favoritism to the Jewish people. D'chsev Yisra Hashem Panav Elecha. Amalem Hashem is Barach responds. D'chilo Etzah Panav Yisrael. Hashem showed them favoritism. Shechasati Lem Batei Rav Echalta V'sarotu V'rachtas Hashem Elokecha. I only require Birchas HaMazon when they're severe, when they're satiated. They medakim alatmim akizai zakibetza. The Gemara in Brachos in Daf Memches in the Beis tells us Tana Rabbanu Minayin Birchas HaMazon in Atayo Shenema. Yachalta v'salata v'rachta. The Gemara Darshin, Zubir Chasazon. Es Hashem Elokecha, Zubir Chasazimun. Al Horet, Zubir Chasoret. Hatoiva Zubani Yushalayim. Dechein Oim Be'or Hatoiv Azeh V'Avonon, Asher Nosanoch, Zu Hatoiv Ha'meitim. The Gemara sees a mokar in this pasuk for all the brachas of Chasam Ozo. The Mishnah tells us in brachas and Afkofim Rebeiz regarding a Balkari, that he makes a Birchas HaMazon. Al HaMazon Mevarech L'Acharav Ve'en Mevarech L'Fonav. Rashi there explains why does he make a Birchas HaMazon, a Balkari? The Chiyuv Da'aisahu. The Gemara in Brachos as well discusses the obligation of women regarding Birchas HaMazon. Is it a Din Da'aisa? Is it a Din Da'abonon? Because women do not receive the Chelek in Eretz Yisrael. A woman, of course, is not part of Bris Milah, but the assumption is that for a male, the Chiyuv Birchas HaMazon is certainly a Chiyuv of a Din D'Oraisa. The Sefer HaChinuch as well points out that all brachas are Rabbanon, with the exception of Birchas HaMazon and Birchas HaTorah according to the Ramban. The Rambam, when he quotes this Din, has a very striking formulation. He writes in Hilchos Brachos in the Golata Koteret, which is the title. Mitzvah Seh Achas Vehi Levarachas Hashem HaGobo VaKadosh Achra Achila. The obligation is to bless the Shem HaGobo VaKadosh Achra Achila. In the first bracha of Birchas HaMazon, we say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Hazon Asah Elam Kulo Betuvo Bechein Bechesed Rachamim. And this, of course, is in sharp contrast to the first bracha of Shemoneh Esrei, where we say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Elokei Aviseinu. Here in the Shemoneh Esrei we say Elokeinu Elokei Aviseinu. In Birchas HaMazon we say Elokeinu Melech Olam. Based in brachas, Rabbeinu Mebeis points out this distinction. He writes, "Ubracha Shel Shemoneh Esrei Ein Bahem Malchus." There's no malchus in the bracha of Shemoneh Esrei. Deinon Boin Bipsicha V'Chatzima. Ein Shaykh Malchus. Since there's no Psich of a Chatzima, Malchus is not operative. Aber Elokei Avraham, how do you come on Malchus? The language of Elokei Avraham is tantamount to Malchus. The Avraham Avinu, Him V'Chakadosh Baruch Hu Kol Ha'Olam, Sheodia Malchuso. He's the one who established Hashem as the Melech Ha'Olam, and therefore, Tosfos compares it to Bracha Achat Ve'en Sheva, that we say on Shabbos. Then we say, Hakel HaKadosh, Haynu kumo malchus, kumo shema yisrael Hashem elokeinu Hashem echad, David memoko malchus. And Taita says, according to what we have explained, that whenever we have elokei Avraham, it's kumo malchus, nicha. Taita says, Maseches Brachos, Nabnem Testament Aleph, Divya Masla Baruch Shenasan says, Inami elokei Avraham, haynu malchus. And he quotes from Chazal, Mishanibra Ha'ilam, Moran Brachis, Lahaya Adam, Shekhar Ashbrachu Adam, Ashaba Avram, Mikro Adam. Avram Marina is the first one to declare the Adnus of Hashem, to declare his proprietorship over the world. Shenema, Adnut Elokin, Matitemli. As Vidach Klaal, we have a principle, the Gemara says, called Brach Hashem, Hashem, and Malchus, and Abracha. The Gemara and Afnan and Brachis. It's Renetre, we don't have the ability, we don't have the schus, because we are finite. Ayom kan amacha bakever, tibitovea, are tzrachim, which are essentially, in many respects, lilliputian, relative to Hashem Yisbarach. We have no right to approach Hashem Yisbarach. And the only reason why we're able to do so is because the Hashem Yisbarach is Elokei Aboseinu, Elokei Abraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. We are, in effect, kinanosim al gabi ha'anokim. We are midgets on the shoulders of the giants of Aboseinu Makdoshim. And therefore, that's the situation in Shoneset. Mashen Kain, Bechas HaMazon, which is a bracha da Aisa, a classic bracha, and the Gemara is a klal, namely, Dafnen Mevei. It's called Bracha Shem Hashem Malchus, Ein HaBracha. The Gemara says in Bracha, Zafra Megimel, Amen Aleph, the answer to this Hagdolah will be Sakin, Brachas, Kedushos, Tzilos HaAbdolos. The question that I would like to pose is, in Bechas HaMazon, that we say is da Aisa, what elements are the Aisa? What are the elements of the Avodah? Just to give a mashal, the Ma'ad of Adayim, the Rambam writes in Hilchos Tfila, when we say that Tfila is the Aisa, which happens to be the Shittas HaAmman, what are the elements of the Aisa and Tfila? The answer is Shevach, Bakosha, Vodah. Those tripartite elements are the Aisa. Praising Hashem, Bakosha, the actual importuning, supplication, and of course, Tfidah, thanking Hashem. The Nusach itself, of course, is the Rabbanan. Mishnah Tfilah Azul is the Rabbanan. When we say that Tfilah is the Aisa, we're referring to these three elements. Sheva, Bakosha, Vaidah. Now the question is, what about Bichas HaBazim? What are the elements of the Aisa? So generally we assume the first three brachas of Bichas HaBazim are the Aisa. Regarding the fourth bracha of Ateva Ameitiv, the Gemara involved in brachas has a machlekes, whether it's the Aisa or the Rabbanan. Even if we want to say, which is the one Mandi Omar who contends the Bichas HaTavah Meitiv Daraisa, still the question which has to be posed is the following: does this bracha end with Al Yechasreinu, or according to the Rambam, the bracha continues, namely the Bichas HaOreach, which is the Minug and Brisk, that the Oreach, the guest, right after Al Yechasreinu, is obligated to thank his host, and according to the Rambam, Mashma, that's a chelek, an integral chelek of Bichas HaTayv HaMeitiv. Take a look at the Rambam, Perek Beis, Hilchos Brachos, Halacha Zayin. Regarding this matter, namely the Daraisa components of Bichas HaMazon, there seem to be a number of shitas and Rishonim. The Rambam shita is the following. The Rambam writes in the Hakdamah to Hilchos Brachos, as I mentioned before, Shehamitzvah hi levarech at Hashem HaGadol v'Hakadosh Achar Achila. In the text of the Mishnah Torah, in Halacha Aleph, the Rambam says, "Nitzaseim in Torah, levarich achar achilas mazon." In the beginning of the second parak of Hilchos Brachos Halacha Aleph, there the Rambam writes, "Seder birchas mazon kachi, rishena birchas hazan, shnia birchas haoretz." The first bracha is hazan, hazan es hakol. The second bracha is birchas haoretz, al haoretz al mazon. Shlish is Bani Yerushalayim, the third bracha Bani Yerushalayim. Revi is Atayim HaMeitiv. And then he quotes, he cites the Gemara brachas. Bracha Rishayna Moshe Rabbeinu Tikna. Moshe Rabbeinu is the second, the first bracha. Shnia Tiken Yeshua. Yeshua is the second, the second bracha. Shlish is Tiken Dabur Shlomo Beno. Dabur and Shlomo are responsible for the third bracha. Revi is Chachmi HaMishna Tiknu. The fourth bracha was this Ganaide Chachmi HaMishna. I know the Ram assumes that the brachas themselves inherently are the Rabbanan. He indicates who is the sakin in all these brachas. So it's not clear exactly What is the daraisa element in these brachas according to the Rambam? The Kesavishn in Perek Beis Hilchos Brachos Alach Aleph quotes the Ramban in his Hasagos, the Sefer Mitzvahs of the Rambam, Sheresh Rishon, and he says the following. The Kulon, he writes Va'apli Hashem HaRavzal, he refers to the Rambam, and then he says, the Kulon Ein Matbeyan Torah. The Matbeya is not Minat Torah, says the Kesef Mishnah, the name of the Ramban. What's the obligation of Minat Torah? Levarech HaKachi Loso Kolechus V'Daito. And he brings the Araya from the Gemara Brachos Avnen of the days. Ke'inyin Birchas Minyamin. The Gemara says that he had the following language. Birch Rachmana Mori Dai Pita. And with that is Yeti, Birchas Avogun. Thanking Hashem, the Balabais of this piece of bread. And with that, what does Yeti say? The Birchas Avogun. Uboa Nevi'im, and then the Nevi'im came. B'tiknu lanu Nusach Misukon B'lashon Tzach Hamalitza. B'shanin Uboa Anachnu B'golos Umachud Be'zdovim M'shichachem Be'eratach Zivenu L'mkeimav Ribonu Yerushalayim Ki Ha'inyan Tikun Shlomo Be'zino Ba'aloshik V'yazmanim Yoyma. So the Ramban and the Kesef Mishnah, who ends by saying the Chayetzi B'zeh Kostu Harosh V'arashba V'ershol She'oklu, comes out that according to the Ramban, midaraisa, you can be yotzei birchas avozon with a shevach kol dehu, similar to the Gemara in Brachos Binyamin Raya, who made the bracha brich rachmano mori dehai pita. And Ramban writes kol echad v'daito. So in effect, the daraisa element is purely limited to a shevach kol dehu and nothing more than that. But the rest is midarabanan. The Kesef claims that that's also the shita of Ramban. When the Rambam says she mitzvah lebarach acha achila or acha achilas mazon shirim v'achal b'chsevot v'achta, the mitzvah of Torah is simply lebarach, to make a bracha. And the whole seder of birchas hamazon the Rambam describes in Perek Beis the birchas brachas with all the different elements is all the Rabbanon. And as I said, this seems to be markedly different than Shmoneh Esrei, because Shmoneh Esrei, the Rambam described the Hilchos Tefillah, the very beginning in Perek Aleph, Halacha Beis there, the obligation of Tefillah, the Daraisa, is Shevach, Bakasha, Vodah. Those are the three Daraisa themes of Tefillah. Of course, the Matbeah Shel Tefillah is the Rabbanon, the Mishnah Tefillah is the Rabbanon, but these three themes are Daraisa, Shevach, Bakasha, Vodah. Masha'en Ki Birchas Hamazon, the Mashmos is that with a Shevach Toldu, one can be yotzei. Just as a jesting comment, when I was in kindergarten, in a kind of public school setting, and the teacher had Jewish students in front of them, and the teacher instructed the Jewish students that after we ate, we should engage in some sort of benediction. What was the nature of the benediction? The following. She said, recite the following. Rub-a-dub-dub, thanks for the grub, yay God. As a youngster in kindergarten, I didn't really have much knowledge of Shevach Bakasha Vagdo, La'avdil and Zalfi Abdullah. Years later, I said to myself, thanks for the grub, that's Vagdo, yay God is Shevach. I imagine then, rub-a-dub-dub is somehow some sort of Bakasha. Of course, this is just in jest. But we have here the Kesef Mishnah, who understands the Rambam in a similar vein to the Ramban. And even though the Kesef Mishnah claims that the Rashba's position is identical to the Rambam, when one examines the Lashon HaRashba and Daf Mem Ches in the days, he seems to indicate otherwise. When the Gemara says in Brachos, Moshe Tikun Lahem Birchas Hazan, Yeshua Tikun Lahem Birchas Haaretz, yes, the Rashba Kashuli, Valkaibullah Misanuch, the Brachas Elam Raisa Ninu. The Gemara said that three Brachas of Birchas Hamazon are the Raisa. How could the Gemara say, Moshe Tikin Birchas Hazan, Yoshua Tikin Birchas Aretz, the Eshloima, the Rashba says, the Matbeyon, who should tumble them? What did they establish? The Matbeyon Shal Bracha. They established the text. The Ime the Raisa, because if it were to be Minatorium, Ratzalah Imra, Bezim Matbeyon Shayitza Imra, then you could say it in any madea that you so desire. They were misakin a madea, says the Rashba, the Alma, ha-madea hu shetavu rabbanon. That which is the rabbanon is the madea that was established by Moshe, Yeshua, David HaMelech, and Shlomo. And before the madea was formalized on the part of these individuals, everyone was manaseach the Birchas HaBazon, the way they saw it. So it's mashma from the Rashba that really there are three elements, three motifs that are the Aisa. And everyone prior to the individuals who are responsible for the enactment of the Matbea Shel Bracha used their own nusach to express these three motifs of the three brachas. So they were the ones, Moshe, Yeshua, David, and Shlomo, were mistake the form of Matbea for each bracha. But the motifs themselves, Mashra and Rashba, Aminatera. There's in the Shinu Gubetes, in Masachas Brachas, that in the days, a shita which is similar to the shita of Rashba. The entire he asks, Seichi Amin and Hocha, the Moshe of Yeshua, Tik the Brachas Alolo, for Amin and Mesamach, the Brachas Elo, the Eifan Inno, the same question that by the Rashba, the shita asks, the Chi Tema, Min Mabea Shalem, Ko Amin and Vitikon, you might argue that, in effect, the Mabea, is that which they were mistaking, Harit Fila, by the way, compares it to Davidin, the Ikram, the Eifan, Tfilah is minatara, midachsiv alav dem chalav avchem, ezoi avod shevulei zut tfilah, umishun the madbea shalom the rabbanon, since the madbea tfilah is the rabbanon, the text, amin mechol duch the bekul adina, the tfilah the rabbanon. We always assume that tfilah has a status which is the rabbanon. So here comes the Shin Gobetet and draws a very sharp distinction between the two. He says, Yesh Loma, the tfilah lefla ikah b'madbea shalom in atera. Tfila, ba'ofen mahuti, ba'ofen ekroni. Don't have the madea of tfila min haTorah. El kol shehu modeh mitzchanein sagilei. If a person says hodaat Hashem and is involved in supplication and bakasha, that's sufficient. V'lef v'ashum nusach min ha'aisa. There is no nusach min haTorah. Hilko chay tfila v'hay nusach min ha'abonani. Abba b'echas ha'mozon, in sharp contrast, yesh lo tzatz nusach min haTorah. Shehu tzorach levarach ha'mezeinei, ולהזכירו, ולהזכיר האורץ וירושלים, לדשין הטב זובן ירושלים, השתקר דקור בקרוא בהדיה. He claims the Shin Gobetet, there's a sharp distinction between Tfilah, which essentially is the Rabbanan, less lo ikra במדעי השלום מן התאירה. But Bichas HaMozen, he says, יש לו קצת נוסח מן התאירה, even the נוסח of Bichas HaMozen is מן התאירה. That he has to לברך המזונו, and he also has to mention האורץ, Yerushalayim ishtakach, so it comes out the kula the krav ha'edya, all the inyonim, all the motifs of Birchas HaMozen ad ha'aisa. So we have several positions with reference to what exactly is the ha'aisa in Birchas HaMozen. If one examines the places in Brachas, so perhaps there might be a third position. The Gemara says in Daf Tezayin, the Gemara quotes a ha'aisa that says the following: Vatanya poyalim shoyosim melacha ikum al habayis. Workers who are doing work, carrying Kriya Shema, they're allowed to say Kriya Shema in the course of their work. Umispalulim, they daven goechun piton, they mevachim lefanera. They don't make a bracha lefanera. Why? Because these brachas are not menatela, and they're not allowed to go ahead and negate the commitment they have to the balabais. Avo, mevachim acharei ashtayim. They make two brachas after. Ketan, bracha vishayda kitikuna, Shnia Pasech Bevecha Ta'aretz Ve'kailin Bani Yerushalayim Bevecha Ta'aretz. They include Bani Yerushalayim in the second bracha. That's the Lashon of the Braisa. Taste is there on Daf Tet Zayin Amad Aleph. Divya Masa V'chaytim Bevecha Ta'aretz. Taste says the following: Abba Gavri Mudaraisa Hein. I was talking about Bracha Zerah Daraisa Yeshkach Be'al Chachonim Lako Dovim En Atela. He quotes the Gemara in Yevamos. El Chazal have the ability to be Eker Dov Menatera Hoyo Utrudim in Melachas Balabais, since they are preoccupied with the Melachas Balabais. So Tesis has recourse to the Sugi in Yevamos. Yeshkoach V'achachom Lach Dov Menatera Masha from Tesis that even the Matea Shabrocha is also the Raisa. We said before, according to the other Rishonim we mentioned, the Shin Gubetes and the Rashba, here you don't have any Akiras Dov Menatera. That even though the motif, the themes of the brachas are min haTorah, but the madeh is the rabbanon. But according to the text, it's mashma, a chidush gadol. That even the matveya shel bracha is also the haisa, and that's why Chazal had to invoke the principle of yesh kach v'yachachom lachadav min ha-teira, hol v'tudim v'chazal ha-bayis. So we have a number of different shittas with reference to what exactly is the haisa in Birchas HaMazon. We mentioned before that the Gemara says, ha-teiva, al-aretz ha-teiva, zu bani Yerushalayim. Etymologically, of course, the idea of teiva means that there's a shleimus about Eretz Yisrael. And, as we mentioned, Eretz Yisrael cannot achieve its shleimus without the kedusha of Yerushalayim. We point out the Ramban that, unquestionably, this kiyum hamitzvah Birchas HaMazon, the way the Ramban presents it, the al ha'aretz ha'teiva she'natanach, Birchas HaMazon, we said, is ubiquitous. It's relevant everywhere. Even someone who grows wheat and makes bread in Topeka's cancers is also obligated to bench. The question is why? Pasuk says, the obligation is only in Eretz Yisrael. So the Rabban reads the pasuk differently. Everywhere. And then the Torah says, included in the chassadim of Hashem Yisbarach is Eretz Yisrael. Which of course the way Chazal, Rashi quoted, the Yerushalmi tells us in the sixth parak of Brachas that what is the nature of a bracha? Birchasa zui pidyono. And the Gemara in Brachas quotes a kavuchemer that everyone already asks on this kavuchemer. The Gemara in the beginning case in the bracha, the Gemara in Daflam Ahem and Aleph, the Gemara says, Shu Sadea Mivarech, if a priest Sadea, he's obligated to bench, Shu Roy Vakolshkein, so if he's hungry, Kavuchemer, the Gemara says, a fortiori, that one should be obligated to make a bracha. L'chura, pumfaket. Should be just the opposite. Namely, when one is, shall we say, in a state of svia, that is a situation where one is satisfied, when one is roiv, one is hungry. So with that, the log of the Gemara, one can add, and the log of the Gemara should be just the opposite. Not only that, according to Tzadik Yonasim and Uziel, that if Birchas HaMazon is not only a bracha, but also has elements of Hagdah, and perhaps we shall discuss that as well, because I didn't have a chance to really speak about it, and so maybe we shall include that. There's a very fascinating comment of two tagumim, and perhaps we'll introduce that first before we get to this issue. I mentioned the Ramban, the Alaret Ateva, the Chiyuv is universal, but there's a fundamental machlokes the Targum Unkelos, the Targum Yonasim Zeal on this pasuk. The Achalte v'Savato v'Rachas Hashem Elokech Alaret Ateva Shenasalav. This I heard from my Rebbe Rav Soloveitchik Zatzal. Targum Unkelos translates V'techo v'tizba u'tivorech yat Hashem Elokecha al aro tafso dihavach. How does he translate? You shall eat, you shall be satiated, you should bless Hashem al aro tafso dihavach on the good land he gave you. Targum Yonasim Ben Uziel says the following: V'sevun zehirun. You should be careful. V'zman di'atun ochlin uzeim. When you are eating and becoming satiated. Not just the way the Targum Unkelos says utzvarech, but rather have a modim umevorchim haydah and bracha. I'll call peiri ara mishapcha diavlechon for all the wonderful fruit that Hashem has given us. Now there's a machlokes between Targum Yonasan and Targum Unkelos whether haaretz ha'teva refers to Eretz Yisrael or does it refer to peiros haaretz umazin haaretz. Unkelos translates al ara tafsa, referring to Eretz Yisrael. Yerushim Lezio translates al kol peri ara mishapcha dehavlon, goes on the peros of Eretz Yisrael. So we have a very fundamental machlokes. Question is, where did Targum Yonasan come up with this original idea? And of course, the answer is from the context, because Targum Yonasan begins the parish of the pasuk with these words: v'tehevon zehirun, one should be careful. And this pasuk is connected to the Azar of the Torah and the following pasuk, where the Torah says, "Hishama lecha Pen tishkach as Hashem elokecha. Pen toicha b'tzavata, you might eat and become satiated. V'ram v'avecha, v'shachach as Hashem elokecha. That's one distinction between Targum Onkelos and Targum Yonatan Azil. The second distinction, l'chara, according to Targum Onkelos, the mitzvah is l'varech as Hashem. According to Targum Yonatan, the mitzvah has two chalokin. One is l'idin, and the second is mevarchim, hoidah and bracha. What exactly is the idea of bracha? Yiduin endas ha-nefesh ha-chayim ve-endas balatanya. Well known, the position of nefesh ha-chayim and the balatanya. Soloveitchik Zatzal has a whole maimer that he published actually on this idea, the notion of bracha. The idea of bracha refers to Lashon Hispashtus, Seisefes. And the word Baruch, Lefi HaPshat, is Hakaras Adnuso Shacharit Baruch, recognizing the fact that Hashem is Adon HaOlam. The Chinuch actually, when he describes the mitzvah Birchas HaMazon, he says the following, Mishor She HaMitzvah, he tells you, what are the Sharashim of this particular mitzvah? Halo Igadati Lecha B'ni B'Meshekodam, Ki L'Hashem Baruch Hu Kol HaKobad V'Yahoyd V'Chol HaTei V'Chol HaChochma V'Chol HaEchel V'Chol HaBracha. Everything belongs to Hashem is Barach. He is the, obviously, proprietor of the universe. He's the Balabayas of HaKol. Clearly, he's the one in charge of everything. V'divrei ben Adam b'chol ma'aseirum, tov v'yimrav, lo yesiv, lo yigrav, whatever I do, has, is lo ma'ar, lo ma'ar. Al kintzorech ha'talachim, ki b'yamreinu, tamid b'brachas, Baruch HaTu Hashem. When we use this language of Baruch HaTu Hashem, Eina mashmol tzudi adem elohisid bracha b'misha enenu tzorech l'shum tesefes chalila. Hashem does not require a bracha, does not need any tesefes, ki u'odin ala kol. Because a bracha tzum mechadish yotzorech, mamtziyam ne'ayin, u'mashpiyam ne'em shefer rav, v'ashyati Hashem mitzay ne'atei. Alkein tzuchim anu l'chafiz kabanos ha'inyin ma'u. So what's the nature of what we are doing? What's the nature of baruch? I really have no understanding, certainly no full understanding of this matter. Because there are many Yisaydes, and Saydes Nifloyim. Better I should have been quiet, says the Ashura. And he writes, I'm skipping most of it, Yodu ha'adavu mefusam ki Hashem baruch hu poyol kol ha'ninsa. Hashem created everything. Ubar ha'adam bishlitu ala arat al kol ha'shaba. He made us shalit. We are, in effect, given domain over the entire world. Umi midaysav baruch hu shehu rav chesed v'uchav v'zatevet v'yaysav v'raytsav v'yaysav v'uyim v'zakoyim v'kabal tevet v'yitza. Hashem is baruch wants to literally inundate us with chesed, with goodness. V'zeh v'emes v'shleimusav baruch hu. Someone who's all good wants to envelop the world with his goodness. Ain't something with the whole bedas. The achas gamazu she adana b'chiyam merov shleim is too low. Shechefta l'harik alein b'chasa. Hashem wants to literally, totally, and completely vouchsafe to us his beneficence. No mar she inyan abracha she'ad rom lefanum einenu rak hatskara l'ora nashena b'divad pino. Hashem is Baruch has everything under his control, under Zeichem the Masim Atov Azil V'Hamshich Aleinu V'Chayfav. And then I'll just skip and get to the part that's relevant. Essentially what he's saying is, in the idea of Baruch, who Kailo Kol HaBrachas. And in Maidim, we are acknowledging Shemimcha Akel, everything comes from Hashem is Barach. Umimcha Tispashit Bakol, everything spreads. And this is embedded in the idea of Hodor. So it comes out, according to the Ramban, that he contended the Din Daraisa Birchas HaMazon is exhausts itself in what the Gemara said, Brich Rachmana Mori Dai Pita. With that one is getting to the Mitzvah Birchas HaMazon Nidaraisa. The element which is predominant according to the Ramban is Hakoras Adnuso Umarchuso Yizbarach. That Hashem Yizbarach is the Yetzer HaKol, the Mechadesh HaKol, the Mekayim HaKol, the Mehaveh HaKol. And Ramban as well clearly is connected to the context of the Psukim, because the Psukim tell us, Yishama Lecha, Pentishkach as Hashem Elokecha, God forbid we should forget Hashem Yisbarach, that He's the Yetzer, and we'll come to the Maskada, Tekhu the Yetzer Yod, the Yasali, Yitzachai Elazer, Chas V'Sholom. The Torah says, Yitzachai as Hashem Elokecha, Tiyu HaNeshu Lecha Koyach Lassos Choyel. He's the one who gives you, He's the Baal Eitzah, He's the one who gives you the Koyach Lassos Choyel. So we have a number of different positions that relate to the issue of Birchas HaMazon. What exactly are the elements that are in the Torah? Again, the Rambam, I will just attempt just to summarize the Shitas HaRambam and Perakal Zuchus Brachus. First, he tells you what the Da'isa is, Mitzvah Semen HaTorah. First you make a bracha, and then you have a noah. Whatever a person eats, whatever he drinks, also an obligation to make a bracha. And halacha gimel, shem shem brachim ala anoya, kach mevachim al kol mitzvah mitzvah, v'achagach yatzo isa. This Rambam is a famous Rambam. The Brisker is one of them dyke in this Rambam, that a mitzvah also has a similar element of matir, just like the Gemara says in case of mevachim alamed hey, that the person is not allowed to be nenem and elamazer b'loy bracha. So too, mitzvah has a similar kind of phenomena. Whatever the case is, the Rambam says that nimsa. I'm reading the end now. Ubrachas rabos tikkun chachamim derech sherech lo'adoyah v'derech bakasha. There are three genres of brachas. Brachas hanenin, brachas hamitzis, brachas haidah, shein derech sherech l'odah bakasha. Kidei lizkor et habori tamid uliyira mimenu. The idea is to remember Hashem is barach, and in fact to fear Him. But, as I said, brachas hamazon, we mentioned before, the Targum, Yenisim and Uziel, who sees it in both bracha, as well as elements of Haidah. So here, unquestionably, the ideas that we have discussed are, number one, Hakaras Adnuso Yisbarach, Hakaras Malchuso Yisbarach, the idea of Yiras Hashem, and unquestionably, Birchas HaMazon is a Yisoid HaYisoidot, to a large extent that I mentioned very much in this week's Parsha. So just to be Misakein, we have two presentations of Eretz Yisrael. One seems to be focused on the Gashmias of Eretz Yisrael. One seems to be focused on the Ruchnias of Eretz Yisrael. And undoubtedly, this Yisod that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Meisim Lechem Bechol Basa, V'yedem Chazdo, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Meitiv HaKol, U'mechin Mazon Bechol B'yisrael Hashem Bara, and that's what we thank Hashem, Baruch Atah Hashem, Azon Es HaKol. And then subsequently, we have the Birchas HaOretz, Nodulcha Hashem Elokeinu, Al Shem Chadol Avaseinu, Eretz Chem the Tovur Chavon, as we mentioned, that's the focus. And then we have a whole series of other chasodim that Hashem is Baruch has wrought for us. The Al Shem Tisanu Hashem Elokeinu Eretz Yitzayim, the Al Brifcha Shechasam Tisayinu, the Al Teraschah Shalim Anantanu, the Al Chukera Sheratanu, Ein Sof, to the chasodim that Hashem is Baruch has wrought for Am Yisrael. And there's no way we can thank Hashem for all of His chasodim, the wealth of chasodim that Hashem provides for Klal Yisrael, as I said, Ein Sof. So really, the Parshat Ekev has in it probably one of the most important yisoidos, namely of what it means to be a Jew, and that is Hakar Satov on the chasodim of Hashem Yisbarach. And this is really what the entire Parsha, from beginning to end, the Torah is very much focused on Vaya Ekev Tishmon Es HaMishpatim Eile Ushmatim HaSisim Osam. If we are connected to Hashem Yisbarach through Shmiras HaMitzvos, then Hashem will protect us, will guard us, just as He did when we were wandering in the desert, provided us with man, provided us with all of our needs, was Mashgiach over us. The same thing will apply when Klal Yisrael enter Eretz Yisrael. But of course, all of it is totally on as the way the Torah began in Negev, namely, V'shamad V'yassis Al-Sam, V'sham HaShem HaKech HaLachas HaBisra HaChesed,
And as the Pasha end, Ki im shomor tishmu neskala mitzvah azeis, asher anoichi mitzvah eskem la'aseisu, v'yabu es Hashem elokechem, l'lechet b'chol drachem v'ladav kabo, then under those circumstances, v'horish Hashem eskala goyim elu midesnechem, v'yishtem goyim gdolim v'atsun mikem. Kol ha'mokam asher tidru kaf raglechem, bolachem yiyah, lo yisate vishmik nechem, tachtechem u'morachem yitin Hashem elokechem, al'pnei chalorat asher tidru kubo, kasher dibelochem. So this notion of being Dovik and Hashem Yisbarach and Dvekus and Hashem Yisbarach in effect involves number one a Hakara of the Chasadim of Hashem Ein Sof, of the Hakara of Hashem Yisbarach Nisim and Hashkocha, and especially according to the Ramban that all this Dafka applies in Eretz Yisrael more so than elsewhere. Halavai that not only those of us who live in Eretz Yisrael should continue to be Zeche, but as the Ramban writes here in this week's Parsha, on the Pasuk, the something is Dvar Eile, Alavatsum Yal Nafshchem, says the Ramban, Afla Acha Shetiglu, Hayu Mitzionu Bemitzis, Hanichu Tzilin, Asu Mezuzah Kidei, Shelo Yu Alechem Chadoshim Shetakzu, the Shita of Ramban, that the reason why we perform Mitzis the Chutzar, as we mentioned earlier, as a Tagil, in order to know what to do when we come back to Eretz Yisrael, V'chein Oimeh, Hatzim Lachot Tziyunim, he quotes Rashi, and the Ramban then spells out his shita, kfakasati perishainyan, kiamitsa sa'elu chavis agufain, vidina bechom lokum, of course, chavis aguf apply universally. However, Ramban indicates that, especially in Eretz Yisrael, that is the mokum ikar kiyam amitsis. Ikar akosu baoretz, tiksiv leman yivu yimeichem, yimeichem ala adoma, shetoshuvu mutarichu ba yom loilam, halavai, all the quality cells should be zeche. Not just in the Kai Mitzvahs, but the Ezra Hashem is Barach, to be Zoicha, to come to Eretz Yisrael, and in the Kai Mitzvahs, bin Mokom, Ikar, Kima Mitzvahs, and this is the Pashin Ekev, from the very beginning all the way to the very end, and it's reflected in two presentations, the Berachas Amazon that we pointed out, in the beginning of the Pasha, and the end of the Pasha.